I was going to just make some general observations, and frankly, most of them have been overtaken by the last 10 minutes of discussion. These are not in order, but I think to me they seem relevant. The first is, I think there are kind of two elephants in the room. One was alluded to, but only touched on, and that is, what is it that we do as architects that nobody else does, or that nobody else can do? And that's our value to society is built into that. And that value doesn't go away. And somehow it's not that we have surrendered areas of control, but frankly, I think we haven't done what we should be doing well enough. And then the second point, I think, is related to the second element in the room, is to do with the profession. And like all professions, it comes from the professions were there. They were self-sustaining. They were motivated by probably the maintenance of a lifestyle. And then belatedly, especially for architecture, industry caught up and the world changed and we found ourselves wrong-footed. So I think what is common to Peter and David, if I take the two extremes, is that understanding that traditional practice, as understood, is probably over for the majority of size of practice. And I think it went on too long that we, and I'm conscious Alan said not to look back, which I think is good advice, but I'm going to comment anyway. But we went on too long with a way of doing work which was based on a set of fairly cozy relationships to do with how the whole industry worked. I think the notion that the architect, characterized by Dickie Bowl and the BMW, that you were delivering complex buildings up to clients, complete with the lights all working and not leaking, simply is not a runner given the complexity of building. I think it goes to the third element in the room is the quantity surveyor, who isn't in the room, but the quantity surveyor and quantity surveying has skewed traditionally how buildings are procured in these islands. So I think in the traditional form, we tendered far too late. In the system, we architects were pretending that we knew how to build, and we denied the expertise of the contractor, of the builder, into that process. So I think we've written our own. That version of the world, I think, is over. So I think Peter and David had that in common, that somehow that conventional, classical view, which I think a lot of students may still have, that it's a kind of Dickie Bowd lifestyle, and that there's a confusion with competence, a confusion of competence and arrogance. David made the point which I thought I was going to make, which is that I think you shouldn't take this presentation of the profession. I think what was has been gospel. So I think what we got was a really useful summary of the position of an industry, of a profession, which I think is really brilliant to see, to hear, and the good work that the institutes are doing. But I think it's, for me, it's coming from a context where, let's say, the broad generality of architectural practice in these islands hasn't particularly well served society. Hence, our credibility is low. So I think that's to do with how we do, how well we do that which we should do well. But I think the essential point, though, is that the nature of practice has changed. It's shattered, which is no harm. Extremes were presented today, from commercial to something that's more overtly political. And I think a commentator who I think is useful for me is Richard Florida, and he might be less political than David's stance, but it's a similar theme, that we're now in an age after an age to do with production, followed by an age to do with information. We're now in an age where creativity is the real value. And Florida makes the connection about competitiveness and creativity. And I think that the essential component of that which we as designers do is these skills about thinking laterally. And I think that is a skill that will endure and is really essential that you as students, especially given we have so many students, know that. So the profession, frankly, is up for grabs, and that's all in your court. So I'd just like to thank Alan for this fantastic one-man event. He's done brilliantly. We all let him beaver away and wondering would it work, and it's worked really well. So I'd like to thank Alan.